Oh. Didn't know this was on. Yeah, how you doing? Good morning, evening, or afternoon. Welcome to an episode of Stay Woke, the weekend update where I take a subject or two that has dropped over the weekend and discuss it with you guys. Why? Because the powers that be like to slide shit in over the weekend while we are not paying attention. We. Not just you. Also me. So, I dedicated myself to being able to, every once in a while, look at a news app over the weekend. And just to help you guys along, tell you what I learned. So, grab your morning coffee and wake up. Wake up. We about to get it in. All right. So the first thing I'm going to mention, I'm not even going to cite a source for this one because it's been everywhere. You probably didn't even have to pay much attention to the television to know this. But they buried the Pope because he died over the weekend. Such a sad day. A lot of people. However, during this time, I guess Trump and Zelensky decided to have a one-on-one. We all know how the last time they had a one-on-one, how it went. Because we live in America and America's going to try to clear it all out and whatever, they have an agenda. Because of that agenda, I'm pretty sure they're going to leave out some pretty important information. So what I want to do today is just remind you that Zelensky was right. Zelensky told Trump to his face, nah, you trying to feed me some bullshit. You smell shit? I smell shit. That's what Zelensky was like, yo. Zelensky said, it doesn't matter what you tell this guy. A lot of people thought they was going to get him to stop attacking us. It has not happened. He's not going to stop attacking until we give up the land, because that's what he wants. He wants the land. So he's not going to stop attacking until we give him the land, and we're not giving him the land. So we're going to continue being at war. And Trump's like, nah, you sound ungrateful. You ain't grating me anything. You're trying to give me to give you some shit for nothing. I'm trying to join the UN, my brother. But everything that Zelensky said was going to happen. The war didn't end. Last week, Trump was begging Putin to stop. Please stop. Let's come make a deal somewhere. You can't be doing that. That is wrong. Stop it, please. Putin. Anyway, we know that man ain't stopping. Putin is his own type of monster. Like, he's you have Hitler. You have Trump them. You have Satan, you have Putin. Putin is his own type of monster. He is different. I don't have a source for that, but I thought that was pretty important to bring up, just in case you've been sleeping on a rock, didn't know the Pope was being buried, and didn't know that Trump and Zelensky had a meeting. But the news cycle will probably not mention how fucked up Trump had it at that meeting. And Vance as well. Trump and Vance was both fucked up and wrong. But that's all I have to say about death subject.
So I was on the way to work with one of my coworkers the other day. And like, as soon as I got in the motherfucking truck, he gonna hit me with, why you don't answer your phone when I call you on the weekends? And like, this was like pre-coffee. Like I said, I just got in the truck. Now, you know coffee backwards is spelled E-fuck. In other words, I don't give a fuck about shit until I have my coffee. And so, you know, he hit me with that question and shit. He was in the back seat. You know what I'm saying? My boy was driving. One of my other coworkers was driving, and there was another coworker in the back seat. And so he hit me with that shit. Why don't you answer your phone on the weekend when I call you? Man, and I had on shades. Mind you, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I look back at that motherfucker. I said, because I'm not myself on the weekends. I try to be somebody else. Last weekend, I was Michael Jackson. Now, why the fuck would I answer 16 King's phone when I'm Michael Jackson? And he looked at me and I looked at him. He looked dumbfounded. But it's like he just witnessed a question that was stupid yet smart at the same damn time. After I forfeited the staring contest, because we were just looking at each other, I turned around and, you know, I sat there feeling dumb yet smart at the same damn time. And, you know, I proceeded to drink my coffee and light up a cigarette. Couple minutes go by and shit. And then I looked at him. I said, you asked me something, didn't you? He said, yeah. I said, what'd you say? He said, I asked you why you don't answer your phone on the weekends when I call you. I said, oh, because I ain't want to talk to you. That's why. Obviously. And then he told me what I said before. You know, I had my coffee and my cigarette and shit. And I said that because I have no recollection of that shit. He said, yeah, you did. I said, oh shit, my bad. But that just goes to show you, like, the power of coffee. Like, am I bipolar or is my coffee bipolar?
Next one. If you are an NFL fan, I'm going to go down this long road now. First of all, I used to be an NFL fan. Stopped being an NFL fan during the Kaepernick days. I used to spend at least $1,000 a year on Panthers gear and tickets. For people that know, if I go to two games and I just buy a whole bunch of paraphernalia while I'm there and when I go to stores, buy stuff. So my budget was about $1,000. Sometimes I went over. Most of the time I went over. Every time I went over. So I actually spent money on Panthers gear. I used to go to games. However, Kaepernick stood up for the rights of veterans and the rights for any citizen getting wrongly treated by cops. And the NFL set him out to dry. And did worse. They basically pushed him outside, lit his car on fire so he couldn't go anywhere, and then shut the door on him. And then left him out there to dry. So I have not watched football since Kaepernick was on the field, which I just lied. My daughter wanted to watch the NFL Super Bowl to watch Kendrick Lamar. So we did watch the NFL Super Bowl to watch Kendrick Lamar. But that was my first time since Kaepernick played watching the NFL, any NFL game, period. So that's a lot of uproar going on right now by Shedeur Sanders, which is Deion Sanders' son. Being as good as he is, and only been drafted in the third round, I think 144th pick. I'm trying to go off memory here. But I did source the CBS sports article. It's called 2025 NFL Draft Winners and Losers. Shedeur Sanders falls into both categories. Tom Brady makes the list. It's by John Breach. And I found this on my Apple News app. I always go on Apple News to find my shit because it's in my hand and it has everything. I can't say I love it because they don't sponsor the show or nothing like that, but I use it a lot. A lot of people are surprised about this. Like, I don't understand why people are surprised about this, but they're surprised about it. Why is Shedeur Sanders being treated like this? You know why. The NFL has always been classist and racist. I say classist and racist because everybody's more classist than they realize, even themselves. But a white person could be Johnny Manziel. Was it Johnny Manziel? Johnny Manziel was out here gambling away his whole life before he even signed his first contract. And he ended up being drafted. Did they draft that man number one or number two or something like that? He was definitely drafted in the first round, being like short than a motherfucker and a compulsive gambler. The only thing she do is guilty of is having high spirits and thinking very well about himself, which for most people is a selling point. It's a buy-in point. It's an every point. Like, it's something you want on your team when you're playing football for a whole bunch of people that's bashing themselves in the head every play is a car wreck. For you to have someone that's so confident in themselves that doing one play, well, one person might think a first time or think a second time about making that cut. He not. Now, I say this as someone who I have watched. I kind of don't watch the college football either, but my gripe against college football is a little bit different. So I will sit down and watch college football stuff for a purpose. They don't pay the players. Even though some people argue that NIL deal stuff, that's a cop-out. They still don't pay the players. I've been arguing about this since 2016 on podcasts. I don't think they should be getting paid millions and millions of dollars just for the structure of all college. I think you could take 1 year of one of the colleges, I ain't gonna call their names out. But I actually did a study about this in 2017, I think, in one of my classes. You could take the earnings of one college for a year, spread the break that thing down all the way to $7.25 and pay every student athlete at least a basic salary for a 20-hour work week at minimum wage, which means you could do more. Like, when colleges and stuff say they don't have money, they have money. And that's what I think they should be paid on. And then your NIL deals could come on top of that. But your basic salary needs to come directly from the school. Well, I'm not that much of a griper now just because, I mean, they're getting paid. They have a way to get paid if they have a name and likeness. But I think there should be a minimum wage. Whatever your minimum wage is for the state is what your people should be getting paid. But anyway, for Shedeur Sanders, I did watch a few halves. I watched a few halves of his. So I can say that I do think he is NFL ready. I think he's better. I need you to understand what I say. He's better than at least half the quarterbacks in the league. If you think about it, though, more than half the quarterbacks in the league are second string. I mean, second string and back. So you have first string, you have second string, you have third string. So if there are 30 teams in the league, you have 90 positions at quarterback, he's better than at least 45 of them, from what I see. And again, we're talking about college versus pros, but I think his game does translate to the pros a lot better. He does a bunch of pump and dumps. he shoots a lot of short shots. Like, it's like a Joe Montana thing. Like, three-step drop, get it out there. Five-step drop, get it out there. But, I mean, that's his game. That's probably the best thing you could do for a quarterback, for him to be able to recognize the right pattern, the right place to go in a three-step drop and a five-step drop. And then in a seven-step drop, it gives them a little bit more time, but then you can bounce up out of there if you need to. So I think his game does translate to the NFL that I know of, which is, whenever Kaepernick played his last game, that's how long ago it's been. I think it's 10 years now. It's been a decade since I watched. I had to go ask one time, was Cam Newton still playing for the Panthers? And then they was like, no, he doesn't. I said, dang, how'd that happen? So I thought he just got knocked out and then quit football. And then found out by watching his podcast, nah, he went and played for the Patriots and then went back to the Panthers for a year and then out. But I say all that to say, man, we already know what the NFL is. If we as black people and people of color, if you think of yourself like that, if we, even white people, that's a few white people out there that support equality. You don't have to support black people to support equality. But in supporting equality, you will be supporting black people. But back to what I was saying, if we are who we say we are, there would be no problem with this because somebody would have started up, like The Rock tried to, another version of the NFL. And then the people will support that person and start moving all of their assets over there, your TV over there, your stadium power, as in going to see the games over there. Because the NFL doesn't make us. It's the fans. And it's the ability to play along with the game that allows them to be who they are. So I'm not over here advocating to support something like that when I know what they are. Again, got off of Twitter as soon as Elon Musk bought it. I do not support none of that stuff. Like, I don't shop at certain places because I know who owns it. If I know who owns it and I don't agree with that person, I ain't buying their shit. And I have my own spots. I have my own things that I do. I don't only support black people. My relatives, white. Like, the person I trust the most with buying some of the most important things in my life, it's a white woman. However, I have to vet these people out before I spend money with them. And it's the same with black people, too. There's black people that I don't fuck with because we rock different boats. Like, we do things different. So, anyway, I'm just saying, there's no need to get in the uproar. There's no need to be upset because you support that system. You get upset for 2 weeks, you're back to watching it. That none of the people I heard complaining is going to not sit and watch opening weekend. Most of them will be watching the preseason. So, anyway, that's all I have to say about that. So, you can find everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com on the YouTube channel. Please like and subscribe. If you're listening to me through audio, please give me 5 stars or 4 stars, 3 stars, 2 stars. 1. I like 5 stars better. I actually like 4 stars better. We're going to do something different. I don't want 5 stars. I mean, you can give me 5 stars if you want to, but I like 4. Give me 4 stars. That way, I know you're listening. 4 stars. And then leave a comment. Let me know what anything you like. Leave comments in the sections below. Talk to your boy. But until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla!